We're here. Looks like we're almost all here. This is wonderful. Welcome to Floating Zendo Sesshin at Jikoji. I think first of all we should do introductions around. At least tell each other our names. We won't remember them at this point, but it will help to connect. Want to begin?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joe.
Paul.
Violet.
Ari.
Nestor.
Judy.
Paula.
Dennis.
Marie.
Peter.
David.
Nico.
Wendy.
Marie.
Samuel.
Emily.
John.
Bree.
Carmen.
Abby.
Sadiq.
Right.
Welcome all. We're here to sit for a week. My cat sitter said, "Thank you for doing that." She said, "This world needs people to sit down like that." It certainly seems to be true. We've all elected to do this thing. And in order to do it, it takes some discipline, some effort, some commitment, and most of all, trust. To trust yourself. It's actually a kind of radical step to do this, to bring yourself to a whole week and commit to it. And in us is always a resistance to it, as well as an eagerness to proceed. The more you can recognize your eagerness and your resistance and work with it, the richer your experience and the easier it will be for you to live and work elbow to elbow and knee to knee with everybody else. Everyone is doing the same work, but each one is different. There is a kind of discipline that goes with this and an etiquette that it's helpful to know so that it becomes a quiet place with some serenity, even though there's work to do, always dishes to wash, cleaning to do. So there's some activity. The more one is able to recognize the activity, the enactment of your own self in the process of being together with everyone, the better for you and the better for everyone else. So around the Zendo, the etiquette is, and I think everyone knows, that we bow a lot. We do gassho. And so bowing to the cushion, and when we bow into the room, we're bowing to each other, but we're bowing to everything else, to the whole world as well. The whole world sits with us in some way. We're not alone. When you come into the Zendo, you bow before you, after you pass through the curtains, before you go to your seat. If you come late, instead of coming into the Zendo after the bell has rung, the Kaisando, the extra room, is where you go. And you can take a cushion there, there are places to sit and just sit and wait until that sit is over. If you haven't done this very much, you just watch and see what other people are doing. You have to sort of suss it out. That's true of eating as well. If you're not used to eating with ritual and chanting and three bowls, then it's helpful just to think of yourself as sitting with the Queen of England and just watching to see what fork people are using and which way everybody is going. The essence of this is the quiet that we allow ourselves and each other. And it's also the hardest part. One of the ways that we protect ourselves and defend ourselves is by talking. If we throw some words up between ourselves and somebody else, it feels safer. And yet, it creates noise and disturbance. And in this situation, the whole point is to give ourselves as little disturbance as we can, to find where that quiet place is in ourselves. The more quiet we can be, the more helpful we are to other people who are also trying to be quiet. But there's a tremendous temptation in it. And one of the things that's most helpful is that if you give up talking for a while, you begin to listen. There's a great deal that we never hear because we're so busy talking. So if you dedicate yourself to quietly listening, you'll hear many things, both in this world of Jikoji, where the turkeys will come by in the early morning, and the quail will call out, and the deer will walk through the leaves, but also in yourself. There's much to be heard that we never hear because we're talking so much. So I encourage you all to discover the silence in you and help others to discover theirs. I hope everybody signs up for all the jobs so that Eno doesn't have to go running around trying to find somebody to wash the dishes, or the Fukuten looks for somebody to chop the vegetables. Just sign up and make the effort in the kitchen especially quiet. Because the atmosphere in the kitchen creates the atmosphere with everyone else. It creates the kind of food that we eat, the quality of the food. All of it goes into how it's made. So this too is a practice. Everything we're doing is a practice. Sweeping the decks. Sweep the decks with a will. Enact sweeping, be sweeping, and let that be your practice. So you see, everything is that way. The schedule is set up so that there's a 10-minute walking period after lunch and before lunch and before dinner, so that we can go, if we need a break, need the restroom especially, that's when we go, so that we can all be at the table when it's time to eat. And in the beginning, it often is that everyone has to stand for a long time waiting for one person to come. So everybody's there. It's very, very helpful. Our Eno has created, with the help of Wendy and Emily and Samia and Bree, many, to make this possible. If you need something, the Eno is the one to go to, and that's Marie. She'll sit by the door, so she's right there. She's always available, and she will then send you to whatever expert you need if you need advice about something. In the Zendo, I'll be facing in, so I can see you, and I can see if you need help of some kind, especially about posture. And I'll talk about posture tomorrow because it's so important. That's why I sit this way. And Paula, who is Tonto, everything has a name. So Paula, who has been sitting for as long as I have, all the way back to Haiku Zendo sessions at Hidden Villa, will help with the posture. If you need help with it, you can talk to her or to me. And if you're sitting and you want some attention, you can put your hands in gassho, and we'll try to notice that and come round and help you. It helps so much to do the upright sitting in an upright way. It's not always possible. We are always adjusting. Our body keeps changing and our situation keeps changing. And so we learn how to know ourselves and let ourselves adjust as we need to. But sometimes it's hard to see ourselves. And if somebody else can give us input, then that helps. You're not compelled to come to any sit. You're encouraged to come to every sit. The more sitting you do, the more worthwhile the process is. But if you're really, really tired, take a rest. If you're just falling asleep all the time. But know that sometimes falling asleep is a way to escape. So know yourself well enough to know whether you're really tired or whether you're just wanting to get out of it because there's something itching you somewhere. Many interesting things come up. So I think that's all I have to say. Marie, what do you have to add?
I did have one... safety announcement. I forgot to make at dinner. Nothing so glamorous as posture, but this is the posture of safety. So if you do notice that there's an emergency, fire, you know, something that really seems amiss, you can find any bell and ring it. When there is an emergency, we should assemble in an open area. the open area as the road where we all drove in. So we should assemble up there, the parking lot. No fire in the room, so that means no candles and no incense in the room. We also won't be burning incense in here for people who have a sensitivity to that. And that's it. You covered everything else. And I'm in room number 5. So if you can't find me around, I'll be there, or you can leave something on the message board. Yeah, so in the community room, which is where we had dinner, there is a bulletin board with the schedule on it and the assignments of people to jobs. There's a sign up for the kitchen and the description of the jobs that we need you to sign up for in the kitchen. There's also a room assignment. And then below that, there should be a bag with pens and papers. And if you want to communicate with someone, you should write a note and pin it up there. You probably should say Eno, since there are 2 Maries here. So that will remove any ambiguity.
Do you have anything to add?
I was just wondering how much people have been thinking about and floating Zendo about the new policy about people bringing, you know, things to supplement their own food.
Mm.
And as I was giving Oriyoki the charge, not one of the better moments. I thought about that everyone is welcome and encouraged to have Oriyoki, and there will be certainly at least one thing that you can eat. I think there'll be rice quite often, right? And there'll be, this is what I'm thinking, we have the menus ahead of time, but you should be able to eat when you're in doing Oriyoki and not just sit there with the empty bowls. So there will be something, but you'll know that afterwards you can supplement it. Am I stating that policy?
You should take a little bit.
You should take a little bit, just a teeny bit. And it is true, you make sure they don't give you too much. But just a little bit, unless you're just allergic. If you're allergic, then that's different.
Yeah. We're serving each other, so we're sensitive to the person across that we're serving. And if they want a little bit, give them a little tiny bit. And then if they want more, they'll tell you. You can say more. Yeah. But this is the sign. Just a little pinch. This is a new way that we're doing it with the food, because there's so many people with different food necessities, especially things they can't eat or things they want to eat themselves that's different from the menu. So we'll work it out. But you eat your own meal, supplement after the regular meal, but please participate in the Oriyoki meal. That's a big part of practice also. There are questions?
Just was wondering, is the water in the rooms from the sink okay to drink?
Yes.
Is it well water or...
It's a very complex filter system. It comes from a well and then goes through all the water machinery, but it's pretty clean.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
There's a refrigerator in the kitchen if anyone needs to store things. A whole big white refrigerator. available for anyone with their foods that they want to drink.
Excellent. Yeah?
I'm putting together the assignments for Han and Doan, the bells and the Han outside before Zazen. And I would love to have some help from volunteers. So if you'd like to help out, please come see me.
That's another point about the Han. It's a 15-minute process. Most of you know, but maybe some of you don't, that it's a hit every minute for 15 minutes. And it starts out 7 minutes. And then there's a one hit that shows you that that was the first one. And then there are five more for 5 minutes. And then there are two hits that tells you that they finished the second one. And then there are three, bong, and then a minute, and bong, and then a minute, and then bong, very loud. And that's the third one. In the second one, if you make your way into the Zendo, you will be in your seat by the second, end of the second round, which means that 7 plus 5 gives you 12 minutes to get to the Zendo before the bell. So if you're washing dishes and you can't get here in time, then you can slip in later and go to the Kaizendo instead. But try to be in your seat long before the bell rings. It makes a big difference. It sounds small, but it makes a bigger difference. And doing the Han is really fun. It's a very cool practice. So try it out. Give yourself an adventure. Well, we're getting up early in the morning, so if there are no more questions, maybe we should go to bed. If you need anything, let Marie know, or me, or somebody. We'll have Dokusan later in the week, but we'll talk about that later. So, put yourselves back in your place and let's stand and do the refuges.